This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Padma Awards to 68 eminent personalities for the year 2025 at the second civil investiture ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. Of them, three were conferred with Padma Vibhushan, 9 with Padma Bhushan, and 56 personalities were conferred with Padma Shri. Former Chief Justice of India Jagdish Singh Kheher and Kumudini Rajnikant Lakhia have been honoured with Padma Vibhushan for contribution in the field of public affairs and arts, while renowned folk singer Sharda Sinha was honoured with Padma Vibhushan posthumously. Those who have been given Padma Bhushan include Jatin Goswami, Kailash Nath Dixit, Sadhvi Ritambara, while renowned economist Vivek Deb Roy was conferred with this prestigious award posthumously. Among those who were conferred Padma Shri include Manda Krishna Madiga, Dr. Nirja Bhatla, Sant Ram Deswal, Sayyid Ainul Hasan, Prashant Prakash, and Nagendra Nath Roy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that recent events have proven that the so-called proxy war against India is in fact a well-planned war strategy. Addressing a public gathering at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, Gujarat, he said that following the events of May 6, India no longer needs to provide proof of terrorist activity. The evidence is now being provided by those across the border themselves. The Prime Minister pointed out that terrorists killed were given state honours in Pakistan, with the national flag draped over their coffins and salutes being offered by the Pakistan Army.
जो आतंकवादियों के जनाजे निकले, उस जनाजे को स्टेट ऑनर दिया गया पाकिस्तान में, उनके कॉफिन पे पाकिस्तान के झंडे लगाए गए, उनकी सेना ने उनको सैल्यूट दी, ये सिद्ध करता है ये आपकी सोची समझी युद्ध की रणनीति है.
Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth more than 5,500 crore rupees in Gandhinagar. New Delhi's message of zero tolerance to terrorism is echoing worldwide, with India's multi-party delegations holding back-to-back interactions with world leaders, parliamentarians, think tanks, media and civil society in different countries to further unmask Pakistan's cross-border terrorism. An all-party Indian delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Jha held an interaction with Singapore's Minister of Foreign Affairs, a group of MPs, delegates of the Chamber of Commerce and business leaders of that country. The group reiterated that India is a peace-loving nation, saying any act of terror will be considered an act of war from Pakistan. Another group headed by BJP MP Ravi Shankar Prasad today met French media in the national capital of France. After the meeting, Mr. Prasad said that India's narrative is very clear on the issue of terrorism and the whole world needs to speak in one voice.
And our narrative is very clear on the issue of terrorism. The whole world needs to speak in one voice. So many designated terrorists are there in Pakistan, which UN has declared, their groups have declared. And India did a precision strike as a last resort. Sindoor is only paused. Pakistan will have to give a good account of itself, whereby they must stop terrorism, cross-border terrorism, because the entire military establishment blesses the terrorists in Pakistan.
The Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, has extended the last date of filing income tax returns, or ITRs, from 31st of July to 15th September this year. CBDT, in its statement, said that this extension will provide more time to people due to significant revisions in ITR forms, system development needs, and tedious credit reflections. The Indian Navy is all set to welcome the triumphant crew of Navika Sagar Parikrama 2 upon the successful completion of their circumnavigation of the globe on board the Indian naval sailing vessel Tarini. An IMD has said that rainfall across the country in this monsoon season is likely to be above normal this year. IMD stated that monsoon has set in early this year and below normal heat wave days are expected in parts of northwest India. And in IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants were 56 for 1 in 6-point overs against Royal Challengers Bengaluru at the Ekanas Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. And that is the end of this news bulletin.